April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Dude, I'm shocked. Like, I couldn't sleep.
I couldn't sleep either.
I didn't fall asleep until probably 1:30.
It took...
I was laying in bed. Yeah.
I kept thinking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was like, you know, doing research.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, thinking about everything.
I felt the same way. I couldn't fall asleep.
I was shocked. Like, again, because I knew I had to get up early, but yeah. I mean, even on the drive in this morning, we were saying, you know, they're going to the Super Bowl. And it just doesn't feel completely real yet.
Because it was so easy.
Dude, even just thinking about...
It shouldn't be as easy as it was, right, man. Like, to the point of, like, all season long, it felt, like, preordained. Like, all right, this team's going to the Super Bowl. They're the best team. The only time they had any sort of doubt, anyone had any doubt, was when Hurts was out.
That day when the line
literally
moved,
when the backup was out. And then they, again, I said it last night a bunch of times, but it bears repeating. Then they come into the playoffs and outscore their opponent 69-14. Yeah. Like, at no point in the playoffs have we even stressed. So like, even the 38-7 in 2017 or 2018, technically, but you know what I mean? The start of the game, they score quick. We're like, oh God. And then the first half, it felt close. And then the Eagles pulled away. Like, at no point in the playoffs have the Eagles been threatened. It just feels different.
I mean, you figure they've played two full games and there was maybe like 10 minutes of game time where you thought like, oh, this is a little close. Yeah. Yesterday there was a point where it was like, this is a little
7-7,
close.
7-7,
right?
It was like, oh, yeah, it's annoying. Like,
but outside of that, I mean, and again, once Purdy was out, the only thing that made you think they would lose would be like, the worst happens. You know, worst case happens. Yeah. But no, I mean, even just something dumb like I was thinking last night, think of all the cool, like, Super Bowl merchandise.
Oh, I know,
dude.
I know. Look, I already got a...
I know. Oh, that's...
Shout out to the great Joe Wechter last night.
Hold it up. See, this is why you watch on YouTube for moments like this.
The great Joe Wechter getting a conference champion shirt.
Very nice.
Ready to roll. Look at this. My future, spend every day with him, Joe Wechter. Love that.
Well, there was a moment last night. I saw it. I think it was on the news. And this kid, here I am sounding old again. But this kid, he was like, he was like 23, 24, I would guess. And he's like, man, like, this is like the best moment of my life. Or like, you know, I never thought this would happen. In my head, I'm like, they went 5 years ago.
I know.
You've literally lived through this.
Like, you can't even say that.
Quite literally something you have experienced.
Yeah.
But I guess I have a question for you. Like,
sure.
Do you feel like you're reacting to it any differently because of that? Because this isn't the first, well, it won't be the first,
like, I definitely think...
Because they're so close together.
Well, yeah, it's funny because it's in two ways. Like, one, look, I think the first time's always going to be the first time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way around
that. Many say
that. Like, yeah. it's a factual statement.
Yes, yeah.
But I mean, like, that's the one where it's like, you know, I thought my father would die without seeing us. I thought I might never, you know, like, we all had that, you know, for our families. And we thought about all the people. Like, I thought about my dad who died and didn't get to see it. Like, so many people thought about their loved ones who weren't there for it. People were bringing, you know, Super Bowl champion stuff to grave sites. So, like, there was that thing that made it and just the whole weight that obviously can never be replicated. So that was like, it's again, if we waited 50 more years to win another, you never know how,
right,
and knock on wood, you know, let's not do that. Let's win on in a couple weeks here.
Yeah.
We're good. But like, so I think from that perspective, it's different, but I will also say that on the flip side of that, where it's different in a positive way, is that I felt like, because last time it was so just such a wild run to the end with Foles and like, oh my God, whoa, this is actually gonna, oh my God, whoa.
Yeah.
Like this time I feel like I can, I'm appreciating it more as it goes. I'm like recognizing special this team is and how special this moment is. Whereas last time it was all like emotion. This time it's more like logically I could step back and be like, holy crap. Like, This is a special team and a special moment, and don't forget this, relish this, because this is rare.
Well, so last night I'm standing in the hallway outside the locker room, like the players are coming off the field, and to me it felt like it was more of a party than it was in 2017. Like players were like, all the friends and family were there. Players were like, you know, drinking beers, fans were handing them. Like Darius Slay was dancing. Like players were going wild. And I thought to myself, man, I don't remember it being like this in 2017. But I think what it is now that we're going through it a second time, you can kind of like take a step back and view it a little slower and like really take everything in because you've done it before.
Whereas
in 2017, it was a whirlwind. Like I didn't know what to expect when I was standing in the hallway. Like my only memory of 2017, the hallway, like after they won the NFC Championship, was Aguilar coming out and just being like to the media, like, come on, we're going. Like, that's it. I have no other memory of that night. Right? Like, but now I'll remember so many things about last night. Like Fletcher Cox drinking a beer, like Brandon Graham being the last player to come out.
Jalen with a cigar.
Like, I do think so. Brandon Graham, I'm almost positive, was the last player off the field. I do wonder about that.
Interesting.
You know, and not just the last player, very much the last player. Mm. Like, there was probably, I would say, 8 minutes from when the last player I saw come in till Brandon came in. Hmm. And I don't think he's going to retire or anything.
It's interesting.
It was noteworthy to me that he was so much passive. And he was probably taking it all in, right? I mean, look, think about this, too.
Because, look, he doesn't know, like, he's a free agent, right, after the season,
yeah,
too?
He's a free agent.
So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns.
The captains for last night's game, Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, three all-time legendary Eagles, mm-hmm. like, you can make the argument all three of them are in the top 10 of Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know, you know, Brandon Graham is...
Brandon Kelce, my two favorite. And Foles. Right? Those are my three favorite of all time. Yeah. Those are my guys.
Last night could be probably will be the last time all three of them are on the team together. I think one or two could be back. I would be surprised if all three are back. It could happen. I'm not like saying it won't, but you would think the chances are small that all three will be back. So, just adding to what was an amazing night. Like, I heard a lot of people say after the game, I heard a lot of media members say, like, oh, what a shitty game that was. I don't know if that really matters, honestly. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I don't really care if it was a good football game or not. The thing you'll remember about last night was, and you know, 5 years, was they dominated to win the NFC Championship game at home in the last game that Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, and Brandon Graham were all on the team.
Yeah.
Like, that's an awesome moment.
And remembering this team, like, in the dominance of this team all year, we'll just remember how dominant they were. And look, I'm right there with you. It's so funny because I cared about, like, one thing I'm really happy about was that Pat's Eagles Super Bowl was such a fun game.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, we look back, our first time, like, couldn't have been more fun and special and all that type of stuff. Like, I mean, my favorite of all the awesome stats, I mean, first of all, they beat Brady when he threw for 5-0. They beat the GOAT, like, all that stuff. But, like, my favorite stat about that one, in the history of football, all the games ever played, the most yards in a game ever, not a playoff game, like, any game. Like, for that to be in a Super Bowl is just such a, like, so, like, we have that. Like, I don't care. Like, we can win 3-0 now. Like, I just want the wins. Like, I'm past the, like, I want the style. I want the memorable game. Like, whatever. I just want a freaking ring again. Like, and now I just want to, Elliot, to use a term we my new
line.
Thing, stack rings, buddy. All right, that's where I want to go.
Officially,
my next thing is now, we stack wins, we stack rings.
We're officially a stack rings podcast. But, so is there a part of you that thinks about the last Super Bowl? And how it could not have been better.
Well, that's my point. It was like perfect. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie. It was a movie story.
Do you think there's part of like Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce that are like, man, it would kind of suck to go out. Like if they lose or whatever. Think about how we remember them now. Like Kelce in the Mummers costume. Brandon Graham making the play. Like that will change a little bit.
I don't think it'll matter.
Maybe you're right.
They're set in stone with that.
Yeah,
other
no,
set.
I
it's
agree.
The first
but,
time they helped us win our first Super Bowl. They played those roles. It doesn't matter.
Let's say Brandon Graham commits a penalty.
Doesn't matter.
I just wonder.
He could be Joseph Asai that do what happened that game and lose him the game. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It really doesn't. I get your point, and it's an interesting thought.
Right.
I really think like that first Super Bowl matters so much. It's nothing can impugn
that. I agree, and I think in the grand scheme of things, you are correct. It just, I think this, again, I think the 2017 team was special. The 2022 team is just dominant.
Yeah.